Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the podcast that brings you expert perspectives on the ever-evolving legal and investment landscape of Vietnam.
That's right.
In this deep dive, we'll be focusing on a sector that's experiencing a major transformation in Vietnam's ports.
If you're involved in international trade or just interested in understanding the forces shaping Vietnam's economy,
you'll definitely want to stick around.
We'll be drawing our insights from an article by our very own Harley Miller Law Firm titled Privatization Potential, Uncovering Opportunities in Vietnam's Evolving Port Sector.
As experts in Vietnamese law and investment,
we're excited to share our knowledge and help you navigate this dynamic sector.
Okay, so let's set the stage for our listeners.
Vietnam's economy has been growing rapidly over the past few years, and that means more goods are flowing in and out of the country.
Now, you might think that with 44 ports, Vietnam is well-equipped to handle this surge in trade.
But the reality is a bit more complicated.
What's fascinating here is that despite having all these ports, Vietnam currently ranks 83rd globally in terms of port service efficiency.
That means there's a huge opportunity for improvement, and investors who can bring those efficiencies stand to gain the most.
That's surprising. You'd think with so many ports, they'd be higher up on that list.
So what's holding them back?
Well, many Vietnam's ports are state-owned and face challenges like outdated infrastructure and inefficient management.
They often lack the capital needed for modernization, which is where privatization comes in.
Privatization.
The government is basically inviting private companies, both domestic and foreign, to invest in and modernize the port sector.
That's a pretty bold move.
It is, and it's not just about selling off existing ports.
The government is also encouraging public-private partnerships, or PPPs.
These are projects where private companies team up with the government to develop new port infrastructure.
So instead of going it alone, the government is looking for partners to share the costs and expertise of modernizing their ports.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And the government is sweetening the deal by offering tax incentives and streamlining the investment approval process.
They're trying to make it as attractive as possible for foreign investors to get involved.
It sounds like the government is really committed to transforming the port sector.
But what exactly are they hoping to achieve through privatization?
Well, the article highlights several key goals. First, they want to modernize port infrastructure and technology, making them more efficient and competitive on a global scale.
Second,
they're looking to attract foreign capital and expertise to boost Vietnam's position in the global shipping industry.
And ultimately,
it's all about creating jobs and raising living standards for the Vietnamese people.
So it's not just about making money. It's about using the port sector as a catalyst for broader economic development.
That's a pretty ambitious plan.
Absolutely. And there are some compelling reasons why investors should be paying attention to Vietnam's ports.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me, what are some of the factors that make Vietnam's port sector so attractive to investors?
Well, first and foremost, you have a rapidly growing market.
As Vietnam's economy continues to expand, so does the demand for port services.
Then there's Vietnam's strategic location.
It's situated along major shipping routes, making it a natural gateway for trade in Southeast Asia.
So investors are essentially getting access to a market that's growing rapidly and is strategically positioned for international trade.
What's not to like?
And let's not forget about the government's commitment to attracting foreign investment.
They're actively creating a supportive regulatory environment and offering incentives to make Vietnam a more attractive destination for foreign capital.
It sounds like there's a lot of potential for investors who are willing to take the plunge.
But what about the risks? Surely there must be some challenges involved in investing in Vietnam's port sector.
Of course, there are always risks involved in any investment.
In the case of Vietnam's ports, one of the key challenges is competition from other regional hubs.
Ports in countries like Singapore and Malaysia are already well established and have a strong track record.
That's a great point.
Vietnam's ports are essentially playing catch-up.
What else should investors be aware of?
Another challenge is the need for infrastructure development beyond the ports themselves.
Efficient ports require efficient connections to the hinterland.
That means investing in roads, railways, and other transportation links to ensure that goods can move seamlessly in and out of the ports.
So even if the ports themselves are modern and efficient, if the surrounding infrastructure isn't up to par, it can still create bottlenecks and slow down trade.
Exactly. And we can't forget about the environmental dimension.
Vietnam is facing increasing pressure to ensure that its economic development is sustainable.
That means minimizing the environmental impact of port operations.
So things like reducing emissions, implementing waste management systems, and adopting cleaner fuels.
It's about finding a balance between economic growth and protecting the environment.
Precisely.
These are all factors that investors need to consider carefully before committing to a project in Vietnam's port sector.
But the good news is that the Vietnamese government is acutely aware of these challenges and is actively working on solutions.
They're investing in connecting infrastructure, promoting green port initiatives, and constantly refining policies to attract high-quality foreign investment.
And that's where having a trusted legal advisor who understands the intricacies of Vietnamese law and investment regulations becomes invaluable.
They can help investors navigate the complexities of this rapidly evolving sector.
Absolutely. And that's where Harley Miller comes in.
We've been assisting clients with investments in Vietnam for many years.
We have a deep understanding of the legal and regulatory landscape and can provide tailored advice to help our clients achieve their investment goals.
So if you're intrigued by the opportunities in Vietnam's port sector but feel a bit overwhelmed by the complexities, don't hesitate to reach out to us at Harley Miller.
We're here to help you navigate this exciting world of Vietnamese investment.
Now let's move on to some real-world examples that demonstrate the potential of privatization in Vietnam's port sector.
The article highlights a couple of success stories that I think our listeners will find quite interesting.
Yes, let's delve into those.
We mentioned the Cai Mep International Terminal, or CMIT, earlier.
A shining example of a successful joint venture.
Can you tell us a bit more about that project? CMIT is a partnership between Vietnam National Shipping Lines, also known as Vinalines, and a consortium of foreign investors, including APM Terminals, a global leader in port operations.
So you have a major Vietnamese company teaming up with a global player in the port sector.
That's a powerful combination. What's been the impact of this joint venture?
Well, since the privatization of CMIT, we've seen significant improvements in efficiency and throughput capacity.
CMIT has become a major hub for container traffic in southern Vietnam, handling a substantial portion of the country's containerized cargo.
That's impressive. It sounds like this partnership has really brought CMIT up to international standards.
It has, and it's a testament to the benefits of combining local knowledge with global expertise.
Now, you also mentioned the Lac Huyen International Port as another success story.
Yes, Lac Huyen is a deep-water port located in Haiphong City in northern Vietnam.
It was developed through a public-private partnership involving Japanese investors.
So this is an example of a greenfield project where a brand new port was built from scratch.
That's right, and it's now a crucial gateway for trade in northern Vietnam, handling a diverse range of cargo, including containers, bulk goods, and even cruise ships.
These success stories are really encouraging.
It sounds like privatization is starting to bear fruit in Vietnam's port sector.
But as with any major undertaking, there are bound to be lessons learned along the way.
Absolutely. These success stories offer valuable insights for potential investors.
Okay, so if I'm an investor looking at Vietnam's port sector, what are the key takeaways from these success stories?
The first and most important lesson is the importance of selecting the right local partners.
You need partners who not only understand the Vietnamese market, but also have a proven track record of success and a strong commitment to the project's long-term goals.
So it's not just about finding a local company to work with, it's about finding the right local company.
Exactly. And the second lesson is the importance of clear communication and alignment with the Vietnamese government's objectives.
You need to make sure your plans are in sync with the government's vision for the port sector.
Precisely. Investors need to understand the government's priorities, policies, and regulations to ensure a smooth and successful investment process.
And finally, these success stories demonstrate the value of bringing in international best practices and technologies.
That's right. Sharing knowledge and expertise is key to driving innovation and efficiency in the port sector.
It sounds like there's a lot to be learned from these successful projects. Now, for our listeners who are thinking about investing in Vietnam's port sector, you've painted a picture of a sector that's full of potential, but also comes with its fair share of challenges.
If you could boil it all down to a single piece of advice for potential investors, what would it be?
I would say do your due diligence.
Thoroughly research the market, understand the regulatory environment carefully, select your local partners, and align your investment strategy with the Vietnamese government's objectives.
And of course, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the complexities, don't hesitate to reach out to experts like Harley Miller Law Firm.
We specialize in guiding foreign investors through the intricacies of Vietnamese law and investment regulations. Our team has years of experience assisting clients with successful investments in Vietnam's port sector and many other industries.
So if you're ready to explore the opportunities in Vietnam's dynamic port sector, Harley Miller is here to help you every step of the way.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about the various investment options available in Vietnam's port sector.
You mentioned earlier that the government is encouraging a range of investment models, including equity investments, greenfield projects, public-private partnerships, and management contracts.
Can you elaborate on these different options and what they entail for potential investors?
Certainly, let's start with equity investments. This involves acquiring a stake in an existing port facility.
It could be a majority stake, giving you control over the port's operations, or a minority stake where you're a partner in a joint venture.
So if an investor is looking for a more hands-on approach and wants to have a direct influence on a port's operations equity investment, might be the way to go.
That's right. It allows investors to leverage their expertise and capital to improve efficiency, modernize infrastructure, and potentially increase the port's profitability.
What about greenfield projects? How do those differ from equity investments?
Greenfield projects involve developing a brand new port from scratch. This is a more capital-intensive option, but also offers greater flexibility and control for the investor.
So with a greenfield project, you have the freedom to design and build the port according to your own specifications and vision.
Exactly. You can choose the location, the type of cargo handling facilities, and implement the latest technologies and environmental standards.
But it also comes with the added responsibility of securing all the necessary permits, building the infrastructure from the ground up, and attracting customers to use your new port.
That's right. It's a more complex undertaking, but it also has the potential for higher returns.
Now, we've already talked about public-private partnerships, or PPPs, in the context of the Lahuian International Port.
Yes, PPPs are a collaborative approach where private companies partner with the Vietnamese government to develop or operate a port.
So it's a way to share the risks and rewards of a project.
Exactly. The government brings its land, regulatory approvals, and connections, while the private partner brings capital expertise and operational efficiency.
It sounds like a mutually beneficial announcement.
It can be if the partnership is structured well and both parties are committed to working together.
And finally, we have management contracts.
Management contracts are a less capital-intensive option where a private company is hired to manage the operations of an existing port owned by the government or another entity.
So instead of investing directly in the port, you're essentially providing your expertise and management skills to improve the port's efficiency and profitability.
It's right. It's a way to generate revenue and gain experience in the Vietnamese port sector without making a large upfront investment.
It sounds like there's an investment option for every appetite and strategy in Vietnam's port sector.
Absolutely. And Harley Miller Law Firm is here to help you navigate these options and find the best fit for your investment goals.
Now, you've explained the various investment models available in Vietnam's port sector, but you haven't yet touched upon what specific industries or types of businesses would benefit most from investing in this sector. Can you shed some light on that?
That's a great question. The opportunities are vast, but let's highlight a few key areas. First and foremost, companies involved in international trade stand to benefit significantly from investing in Vietnam's ports.
That makes sense. If you're importing or exporting goods, having a stake in a well-run, efficient port can give you a competitive edge?
Exactly. It can help you optimize your supply chain, reduce transportation costs, and improve delivery times.
What about manufacturing companies?
Manufacturing companies, especially those involved in export-oriented industries, also stand to benefit greatly as Vietnam continues to attract foreign direct investment in manufacturing. The demand for efficient port services will only increase.
So if you're a manufacturer who relies on exporting your products, having a reliable and efficient port to ship your goods from is essential.
Absolutely. And then there are logistics and shipping companies.
They're the ones who are directly involved in moving goods in and out of ports, so it makes sense that they would be interested in investing in this sector.
Precisely. Investing in port infrastructure allows them to expand their operations, improve their service offerings, and capitalize on the growth of Vietnam's trade.
Now, Vietnam is also becoming a major player in the tourism industry.
Yes, and that opens up opportunities for companies in the cruise and hospitality sectors to invest in port facilities that can cater to the growing number of cruise ships and tourists visiting Vietnam.
So if you're a cruise line or a hotel chain, having a presence in a crowd-developed port city can give you access to a captive market of travelers. It sounds like the opportunities are truly diverse and span a wide range of industries.
They are, and this is just a glimpse of the potential that Vietnam's evolving port sector holds.
Now, before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, where we'll address the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead for Vietnam's ports, let's pause for a moment to hear from our sponsor.
This episode of Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights is brought to you by Harley Miller Law Firm, your trusted partner for navigating the complexities of Vietnamese law and investment.
Harley Miller is a leading provider of legal services to foreign investors in Vietnam.
Our team of experienced lawyers has a deep understanding of the Vietnamese legal and regulatory environment, and we're passionate about helping our clients achieve their investment goals.
Whether you're looking to invest in the port sector, manufacturing, real estate, or any other industry, Harley Miller can provide you with the guidance and support you need to succeed.
To learn more about our services and how we can assist you, please visit our website at hmlf.vn.
Now back to our discussion. We've explored the various investment models and the types of businesses that stand to benefit from investing in Vietnam's ports. But as we all know, no investment comes without risks and challenges. So let's delve into some of the key challenges that investors might face in Vietnam's evolving port sector. What are some of the hurdles that you've observed?
One of the most significant challenges is competition from other regional ports. Ports in countries like Singapore and Malaysia are already well established with modern infrastructure and efficient operations. Vietnam's ports need to constantly innovate and improve to remain competitive in this dynamic landscape.
It's a race to the top, and Vietnam's ports can't afford to fall behind. What else should investors be mindful of?
Another critical challenge is the need for ongoing infrastructure development, not just within the ports themselves, but also in the surrounding areas. Efficient ports require seamless connections to the hinterland, meaning robust road and rail networks that can handle the flow of goods in and out of the ports.
So even if the ports are modernized, if the roads and railways can't keep up, it creates bottlenecks and slows down trade.
Precisely. Investors need to consider not just the port itself, but the entire logistics chain that connects it to the rest of the country and the world.
Now, we've talked a lot about the economic benefits of port development, but what about the environmental impact? Is Vietnam taking steps to ensure that its ports are sustainable?
That's a crucial aspect, and the Vietnamese government is increasingly promoting green port initiatives.
These initiatives focus on minimizing the environment footprint of port operations,
such as reducing emissions, implementing waste management systems, and using cleaner fuels.
So it's about finding a balance between economic growth and environmental protection.
Exactly. Sustainability is not just a buzzword. It's a necessity for long-term success in the port sector.
Now, for our listeners who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this information, I want to emphasize that Harley Miller Law Firm is here to guide you through the complexities of investing in Vietnam's port sector.
Our team of experienced lawyers has a deep understanding of Vietnamese law, investment regulations, and the specific challenges and opportunities within the port sector. We can provide tailored advice and support to help you navigate this exciting but complex landscape.
So if you're considering an investment in Vietnam's ports, reach out to Harley Miller. We're here to help you turn your vision into reality.
Now, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final thought. Vietnam's port sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation. It's a sector brimming with potential driven by a government committed to modernization and a rapidly growing economy.
The opportunities are vast, but it's crucial to approach this sector with a clear understanding of the challenges and a willingness to seek expert guidance.
With the right approach, Vietnam's ports can become a major engine of growth and prosperity for the country and a gateway to success for investors who are ready to seize the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Vietnamese evolving port sector. We hope you found it informative and insightful. If you're interested in learning more about investment opportunities in Vietnam, be sure to visit Harley Miller Law Firm's website at hmlf.vn. Until next time, keep exploring the dynamic world of Vietnamese business and investment. CZUO.